This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that chose for you to be a rajul. He is the one that chose for you to be a man or a young man who has made the conscious choice to transition from being a male to a man. The question that was asked earlier is, what is the connection between a leg and a man? In English, it doesn't sound alike, but in Arabic, they're made up of the same three letters, Ra, Jim, and Lam. One is Rijl, which is leg, and the other is Rajul, which is man. What is the connection between a leg and a man? If I want to move closer to the camera, I have to move my leg, right? Well, that involved movement and it involved leading. My leg, wherever my leg turns, it's going to lead the rest of my body. Wherever it goes, it is the first thing that you need to lead. The first thing that you need to lead. So man, you have to be a person of purpose. And that purpose requires movement, initially of the heart, intention, and to move and have momentum. When you move and have momentum, if you are a man, you will eventually, as a family man, a father, be a leader. Not only that, the rijl is that which the rest of the body relies upon and stands upon. If I was to break my leg, I cannot walk smoothly like this. I may walk with a limp, because there is an impairment in the object that is expected to lead and to move to a certain destination. That is what is important for all of you young men or men that are on this earth, for you to lead with strength going somewhere. That within the linguistic makeup of the Arabic language is what is naturally understood and expected. And anything that compromises you being a leader, compromises you leading, compromises your movement towards a certain direction, compromises your stability in holding on to those things that you are a pillar, such as your family, your wife, your children, those that have been put in your protection, they stand on you and they hold on to you and you are their anchor. Anything that compromises that, we should recognize it compromises your rujula, your manhood. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of those that understand the importance of your role as a man and to allow you the strength to consciously, intentionally take on that huge, beloved, godly responsibility. May Allah bless you all, young men. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.